And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is sustainability. Each of my guests is an expert in his or her field and is discussing sustaining in that field. My first guest believes that businesses need to become more responsible towards their customers and the world. We looked at the challenges and the opportunities of being responsible from her book, The Responsible Business. My second guest is a motivational speaker and founder of the Full Potential Academy. He helped us create, condition, and sustain powerful routines for boosting lifestyle, cutting costs, and living on purpose from his book, Unleash Your Full Potential. My next guest is an attorney and a legal expert on the consequences of children face when they make mistakes. We'll discuss the growing phenomenon of sexting and look at the implications that it poses for children for the rest of their lives from his book, Ignorance is No Defense. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. J. Tom Morgan is a nationally recognized expert on crimes involving young people, and he's appeared on CNN's Talk Back, The Oprah Winfrey Show, Court TV, Today, and on 48 Hours. He served as the district attorney for the DeKalb County, Georgia, in Metro Atlanta for 12 years and was the first prosecutor in Georgia to specialize in the prosecution of crimes against children. J. Tom has dedicated his career to child advocacy and is committed to helping young people avoid being both victims and perpetrators of crimes. He's the author of the highly acclaimed book, Ignorance is No Defense, A Teenager's Guide to Georgia Law, and the co-author of the constitutional law with constitutional law scholar Wilson Parker of the newly released book Ignorance is No Defense, A College Student's Guide to North Carolina Law. J. Tom is a licensed to practice law in both North Carolina and Georgia and is currently the trial lawyer in private practice in Decatur, Georgia, specializing in criminal and civil litigation. We're trying to reach J. Tom on the phone to get him to join us for this interview because it is a most important subject that we'll be discussing, and that is the subject of sexting. It is on the rise, and for those of you who don't know, sexting is sending sexually explicit comments, pictures, recordings, anything digital over the internet to another person. And it can include not just text messages, but instant messaging, as well as email, Skype, video chat, and, as I said, instant messaging. All of those are ways of sexting with a person. So a lot of people have heard the stories in the news involving teenagers sending explicit photos of themselves to their peers. Most teenagers and many parents are unaware of the possible social and even legal consequences of doing so. Furthermore, a lot of parents are in denial, you know, not my child. My child would never do anything like that. What is, and J. Tom is joining us on the phone from the Atlanta area. Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Hey. This is J. Tom.
J. Tom, it's terrific. Thank you so much for being my guest. Give us a sense of the size and the scope of the sexting problem in the United States today, J. Tom.
Well, the studies show that probably one out of every four teenagers has been involved with some form of sexting, either sending or receiving the explicit photographs. And interestingly, that the behavior starts about middle school and is equal between boys and girls.
It's wow. Okay, there's a lot of information in that. So one out of four teens has either sent and or received a sexting message, and it starts in middle school. So tell me, you know, these are the children of the digital age. They grew up with all of this technology, and yet they don't have any sense of the permanency or the implications of sending these things around, particularly when you're a middle schooler. You really are just learning about the world that's out there. So talk to me, why is it starting earlier and earlier, and why is it these children don't comprehend the nature of what it is they're doing?
Well, they don't comprehend it because our generation has been very poor about teaching these kids about the appropriate and inappropriate use of the cell phone. And you know, part of that is that since, you know, I never had certainly a cell phone in middle school, I still had a rotary dial telephone that you could probably find in museums today, is that we would have, you know, this behavior wasn't on our radar screen. And a lot of parents just have never cautioned their kids about it because they never even thought to do so. The other is you've got to understand, and I understand a little bit more now since I work with a lot of these students, is that in middle school, early teenage years, it's a terrible time on your self-esteem. And you think that everybody is more beautiful than you are, everybody is happier than you are, everybody is better. And so, you know, the fact that someone wants to see a picture of your body, you're saying, whoa, look at this. There is somebody out there that likes it. And it's, and these kids are very, very easily manipulated.
And that they are. But, Jay, Tom, let me just challenge you a little bit on this, because by the time you're in middle school, you're beginning adolescence, you're in the teenage, and you're really, you're starting to experiment. You're pushing the boundaries of the home and the family that you grew up in. You want to rebel. I mean, that's what teenagers do, is they want to rebel who they are. So how much of this is just a natural digital age culmination of rebellion, and how much of it is a growing epidemic in the United States?
Well, very good question. You know, the rebellion, what I see is when a parent said, I told you not to do something, and the kid does it anyway. My experience with a lot of these teenagers is that the parents have never sat down and said anything to their kids because it just never crossed the parents' mind. And that, and thank goodness for programs like yours, is that we're trying to educate parents now, is that you need to have a heart-to-heart, you know, conversation with your teenager about restrictions and appropriate and inappropriate behavior with cell phones.
All right. My guest is J. Tom Morgan, author of the book Ignorance is No Defense, A Teenager's Guide to Georgia Law. And one of the things that I like, J. Tom, is that you have a 12-step program. Let's just go through that to help raise parents' awareness of the size and the scope of the problem and what they can do to make it better. So let's start at the beginning with the first step. Don't wait. When is the appropriate time to start talking to your children about sexting and about the appropriate use of digital technology?
As soon as you allow your child to have a cell phone. Now, I would also encourage parents that initially cell phones should not be able to send and receive pictures. That, you know, because now kids, I've heard of 10-year-olds now having cell phones, that I would certainly wait till kids are older. And maybe through middle school. I mean, there's no reason that a kid, that's what cameras are for. But don't be able to send and receive pictures on that cell phone. But as soon as a kid gets a cell phone, there should be not only, and you could put it in the broad discussion of not just texting, but of what, you know, messages, texting, the appropriate and inappropriate things you can say with text messages. Because a lot of kids get in trouble by texting things that they say or think, and then it's discovered by a school teacher or another parent, and finds himself in trouble.
Without a doubt. And I guess that brings up a bigger problem, J. Tom, and that is, I agree with you that phone etiquette, phone responsibility is one thing, but it's not just the phones. I mean, children have access to computers at home today. These computers have cameras for the most part, which opens up Skype. They all have instant messaging, which opens up instant messaging. And we're starting to see more and more cyberbullying happening amongst younger people as well, where they wouldn't say something to a person in the schoolyard necessarily face-to-face, but boy, they're courageous when it's anonymous over the internet and the message comes in. So talk to me about, you know, just general computer usage at home, too, and some of the challenges that are faced there.
Well, and that goes into also social networking, Facebook, MySpace, those types of things. What I like to tell teenagers is that there should be nothing posted on your Facebook account or on instant message that you do not want the rest of the world to see. A good friend of mine up in the North Carolina mountains hires young people to work at his camp, college students and high school students. And he tells me, he said, look, the first thing I do is I walk in the office, put them in front of the computer and say, log on to your Facebook account. I want to see your posting. I don't want to see your personal messages, but I want to see your posting. And so I tell young people is that, you know, if you don't want a parent or a potential employer to see it, don't put it up there.
That's good advice. J. Tom Morgan is my guest. All right, J. Tom, with the rest of your messages, you've got the 12-step program. Step two, be a broken record. What do you mean by that?
Don't think that a teenager hears it once and it sinks in. Most of my practice is working with young people, and I know it's just got to be repeated over and over again to the point that the teenager thinks that you're boring. That's okay. I think this is a message because the kids can get in such serious trouble that we need to keep reminding them.
All right, well, talk to us about the consequences. What are some of the consequences that can happen as a result of sexting or even improper messages over the Internet?
Varies from state to state. Still in most states, and I've got to give you a little history. When I first started as a prosecutor in the early 80s, I was a child abuse prosecutor, and we wrote the child pornography law. Mm. And never in our wildest dreams did we think there'd be a such thing as a cell phone that could take a picture and be put on something called an Internet. Al Gore had not invented the Internet at that time. And the other was that teenagers would be doing this. So really the child pornography laws were addressed and written to protect the people we're now prosecuting from sexual predators. It is child pornography, and it's a 20-year felony to have a nude picture or sexually explicit picture of any person under the age of 18. And it is against the law to send it. It's against the law to be on Skype and send it. It's against the law to possess it. So if somebody sends you a photograph of, say, a 16-year-old girl exposing her breast, and you put it on your cell phone and then send that to his best friend, both of you are guilty of a 20-year felon. And it can also put you on the sex offender registry for 20 years. Sending a threatening message would be a terroristic threat. For example, sending another boy a message, you know, I'm going to kick your butt after school. Well, that's a terroristic threat. And the police and the school administrators don't look at the intent of the messenger. They look at the content of the message. So if a person seeing that message says this is a threatening message, that could be a 5-year felony. So the consequences are very, very great.
And how likely is it that a child has been prosecuted and sentenced in a case like this?
Well, they have, and interestingly, I've read about cases where the sender, for example, the young girl sends it to her boyfriend. She's not prosecuted, even though she would be guilty of it, but then he is prosecuted for sending it to his other friend. And that is the typical case as to what happens.
So the person passing it on, it becomes the guilty party?
Person passing it on becomes a guilty party because to possess or to distribute child pornography is a 20-year felony.
Wow. It's incredible the consequences that teenagers can face today as a result of sexting or inappropriate behavior on the Internet. My guest is J. Tom Morgan, author of the book Ignorance is No Defense, A Teenager's Guide to Georgia Law. But really we're talking about the overall the concept of the Internet and some of the challenges that it poses the children.
And laws are applicable to all states.
Exactly. So, J. Tom, but I guess my question is, you know, you mentioned we grew up with rotary phones, so I'm of your same generation, but the reality is the world in which the kids grow up today is much different. For example, pornography is available on the Internet, and there's really no way of blocking it all out on the Internet. So these children are growing up with porn online as being sort of the social norm. And as you said, there's no the parents aren't doing a good job of teaching the children, so there's no social stigma yet attached to sexting. So talk to me about...
Our own congressmen seem to be guilty of the same thing. Maybe we need to put your program in Congress one day.
Well, there's a great idea, and I'd be all in favor of that. But you bring up a good point. Anthony Weiner and others are just examples of people in the media that are doing this, and the children see that, and they maybe don't differentiate between this is right or this is wrong. They just say that this is the way that politicians and adults act. I want to be an adult, so therefore I will act this way. So talk to me about the world in which these children live and how we need to shape that differently for them.
That is such an excellent point. We are, for better or for worse, probably for worse, a very sexualized society, and these kids see it on the television, they see it in the movies, they hear about adults doing it, and they do not differentiate that, well, this is adult behavior, they can do it, but we cannot. And again, it's because we never sat down. I'll tell you, there are probably very few adults in this country that know that possession of a photograph of a 17-year-old exposing her breast could get you a 20-year felony. And again, it's ignorance is no defense.
That's right.
The bottom line, ignorance is no defense, and it's incumbent upon us as a generation of adults to educate these kids.
Right. And we haven't even touched on the whole issue of predators, and unfortunately time won't allow us to do that. But Jay Tom, talk to me about the longevity of these sexts and these text messages that are out there, because we really haven't even begun to fully explore that. If a child of 16 puts something up there that is inappropriate or possibly even illegal, that's going to follow them for the rest of their lives. What implications does that have for getting into colleges, getting into to the job market, maybe getting insurance or so forth down the line? What are some of the longer-term implications?
Again, another good point. I'm working with a young woman now. She's 17. When she was 15, she sent pictures of herself to a boyfriend, and they, you know, broke up. It's definitely moved different directions. And all of a sudden, those pictures started showing up on porn websites because, you know, a friend said, by the way, I just saw your picture. And then we found it on others, and we're working with the FBI and GBI trying to find out the source and to get it taken down. But once that picture is out there on the Internet, it's hard to bring it back in. And it can follow that young person for the rest of his life or her life.
Without a doubt. My guest is Jay Tom Morgan, prosecuting attorney down in and now practicing lawyer in Georgia. Jay Tom, what do you want reader or listeners to take away from our discussion today? If you could distill it down into one or two things, what would those two things be?
Have an open and frank discussion without condemning your child about appropriate etiquette and proper use of cell phones and text messaging and computers.
All right. My guest has been Jay Tom Morgan. Jay Tom, if people really are interested in the subject, they need to or want to learn more about it, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can go to ignoranceisnodefense.com, and we answer questions every day from parents.
Oh, that's a great resource, ignoranceisnodefense.com. Jay Tom, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming.
Thank you so much for allowing us to be with you today.
My pleasure. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.